Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
People, y'all already know what time it is. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. Start your smelly pride. Your host Cap smells so good, man. We're going to go ahead and get into a couple of songs. Today is What Are Your Friends For Thursday, man. Gonna get into it, you know what I'm saying. Top of the hour, we got the Nutty News of the Day. Bringing you all the Nutty News from around the world. You know what I'm saying? Quiz up in the building. Your host Cap smells so good with my international co-host from the Netherlands, Mr. Cyanide, and we will be going in just a minute. Y'all stay tuned.
Program.
we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trade 4 regardless. That's my life. Trade 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visions in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're DJ.
DJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please report to the dance floor.
off, partner, you ain't know. Pop your champagne, shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, throw up your drink. The dance so fat, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rockin' insane. Yo, boys and go-getters all ready to pay. Tools in the crowd, lights on deck. Mouth full of gold, teeth chains on their neck. Everybody rockin', everybody groovin'. Doin' their two-step, doin' what they doin'. I take it to the flow, have a good time. Feed it, we talkin' to get down. It's the party, y'all, meantime.
I'm moving so diligent, yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant, you could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge, and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots of Patron, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, I really don't care. Cause a party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party.
The
shots already started.
What?
I'm already retarded.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got three stories. All I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby.
I give a shout out to the East, praying for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing, using every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shower will come, but the war here.
instead of talking about illegal immigrants. They're back at bay, we betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? Hoping us to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break for victims of trauma molestation, hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Everybody else, this mofo flipper man, do what we do right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Shouts out to Miss Heaven Angel, Mr. Ashwood, no sleep. Yeah, gonna beam everybody up, man. Y'all hold on, hold your ears, get one warning. Y'all already know you get one warning.
I'll beam my ass.
Timmy.
Yeah. It's going down. Who there, my dog?
Queen, my dog. Queen, my dog.
Yeah, well, it's Dutch.
Queen, my dog.
So it's who there? Who there, my dog?
Who the dog?
Me.
Yeah. It's
how do I sound
there? Huh?
Me, goddammit. Me.
How do I sound? I got my new microphone today.
Oh, what? Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, okay. Better than the...
Are you talking through the...
One?
You talking through the Skype?
I'm talking through Skype.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, duh. Let me shoot myself for that one. I'm sorry. I had to hit myself for that one.
Ouch.
Yeah. I should have known that one. But what's going on, man? What's happening today, people? Let me go ahead and get something started real quick. Y'all don't know. Get lost in mariachi, man.
The country is slowly turning orange.
Turning orange.
Yeah, the World Cup is starting, and the soccer team has orange soccer shirts. So the supporters are turning the entire country orange. Flags everywhere.
Man, I seen the shit. Well, did you send me that article where the dude covered his whole fucking living room?
Yeah,
with real grass.
That was the UK.
Real football turf. That motherfucker put 100 square feet of real grass down so him and his friends could sit around and watch the goddamn game.
I watch the game everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's grass or not.
Now, see, a plus to that, though, is if you spill beer, hey, you go right into the dirt. You know what I'm saying? You ain't messing up nothing.
You shouldn't step on the grass. You should smoke it.
Well, yeah, if he would have had that, it wouldn't have been on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have been on the ground. I probably would have did made up. Football, nothing but weed. We would have to pass it to each other and, you know what I'm saying, break a piece off and roll. That's how you do it, huh? Until it's gone, until the whole football gone. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm rolling up right now, so.
Ain't nobody know what they saying?
They saying they want some linguine.
Stop it. I tell you that this is anybody read the topic for today?
No, I just got in.
Look at this. Come on.
What are friends for Thursday?
Oh yeah, you read that much. This is what a friend for Thursday. Let me get my little sad music going. Hold on. Damn, fuck out of here. Eat that shit. There we go. Appropriate music. Good porn. Alright, people. You know, spawning off from personal experiences in life. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in life it seems friends come and go, but, you know, the true friend always lasts forever. You know, you got a true friend out there. You know, so this today's topic is, you know, do you have someone in your life that is, you know, fits the bill? You know, as a friend, you know, what are your obligations to the friendship? You know, there's a couple of questions. These are all questions of the day. You know what I'm saying? You got 2 hours to figure the shit out. Should you be the bailout plan in the friendship since we in this damn bailout era? You know what I'm saying? Are you truly a friend by putting another person's life in danger due to your actions and mishandling other situations, i.e., you know, running your motherfucking mouth too goddamn long and getting your friend fucked up? You know? Well, if you answer yes or no to any of these questions or have to add to the list, bring your ass. And don't forget, the number to call in is 347-237-5125. You will be all the way live up in this mofo flipper. I do not have standbys on this show. Ain't no motherfucking sitting on my line and just listening through your phone. I don't believe that. It's all about interaction. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do here. Also,
while under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it. So, that's a couple questions, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have everybody need to ponder on, you know what I'm saying? Get your roll up on, get your smoking toke on, you know what I'm saying? And ponder upon that right there. Ashwood, you said you got a new song, man. What's up? You ain't send it to me, man. What is going on?
Yeah, I got to get it. I mean, I could send it to you, but you're going to have to convert it to MP3. You got to convert it, right?
Yeah, you need me to send you a converter? You want me to email you a converter?
That's the thing. I don't got internet right now at the moment, so, you know, ain't going
to
do me no
good. Go ahead to the fitness room. Oh, you got to go back to the office. Yeah, you got to go.
That's what I'm saying. I'll have to go back to the office. But, I mean, look, if I could send it to you, the regular file, and you convert it,
ain't no
and put it on SoundClick. Once you put it on SoundClick, I could download it and then I could start, you know what I'm saying, I could put it on my MySpace. But
man,
I ain't
I'm just going to convert it and send the bitch back to you as MP3.
Yeah. If you could do that, that's what I'm doing. I'm about to go to the office right now and do it for you.
Yeah.
All before right, the well, show is over, you'll have a new track. You'll have it before the show's over.
All right. Well, since he got a flight to catch, we're going to take a commercial break so I can go ahead and roll up. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Get live. What are your friends for, man? Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Ponder to yourself. What the f*** is your friends for? You just there to use and abuse them, or they just there to use and abuse you? Y'all better network, you know what I'm saying? A couple of them questions, man. Get them all riled up. We're going to get into it. Shouts out to Easy Rider, Heavenly Angel, Jimmy Garcia.
Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, got to figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 show. Uh-huh. When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Yeah. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before.
Come on.
Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song.
Later.
Used to have to wait last just to perform.
Yeah.
Kid had to humble itself, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged.
Yeah.
Wanna thank all producers for charging so much.
Uh-huh. That's
not a reason why I started making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
Wanna thank engineers for high studio time.
Thank
y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up. Now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him.
Uh-huh.
Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism.
I'm on a roll moving the crown from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
You can catch me at the open mic shutting it down.
Your
ass would no sleep, the talk of the town.
Come on.
Hear my name ring bells like the stock is changed.
Uh-huh.
The flow make noise like some pocket change.
Come on.
Can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it.
Come on.
Got the whole city hype like that's my jam.
Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands.
Kid, I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet.
Nope.
High school, straight to the pros like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out.
I'd rather be in the booth punching in and out.
Come on.
So get out my way, I got a dream to chase.
You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace.
Move along now, I got errands to run.
Run.
Yo, still waiting for your taxes to come.
I'm on the road, moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
Give you all my time like a rolling. All my friends try to hate, but they all phony. Said I don't need you around, kissing all alone.
Homie,
your girl will bail you out quicker than your own homie.
Homie.
I ain't worried about nothing, cause my boo know me.
Homie.
I'm the one come through when she feeling
lonely.
It's a different high when my other half homie.
Homie.
Thinking you could love a better kid, that's baloney.
Come on.
Look, baby, you hungry? I know how to cook.
Cook.
I keep the house clean, girl. Stay in your book.
Book.
I even pay the bills till you finish school.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Independent, for me, that's cool.
That's cool.
Try to holler at her, she don't play.
Uh-huh.
Make every day feel like Valentine's Day.
Yup.
Wanna be with you till I'm old and gray.
Uh-huh.
My medicine, cure me, take me away.
Got some DB on my mind. This type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. you're my lady. You my oxygen, girl, can't breathe without you. Real talk, I don't know what I would be without you. I was immature young when I used to doubt you. Now I put you first, ma, cause it's all about you. Take my hand, let me show you why you still here. They only make women like you every 7 years. I could chill with her anytime, I swear. Few weeks go by, I'm like, who cares? She held me down when I was down and out. So when I get this money, boo, I'ma turn you out. I ain't meet her at the mall, I ain't meet her at the club. She came to me, coincidentally. Still send an email. Even though we live together, I hope we have kids together. Never felt like this, I don't know how to tell her. In the worst storm, baby, I'm your umbrella.
That's a baby on my mind. Type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
Yeah, that's the type of love shit right there, you know what I'm saying? Smoothing it out right here live. Thought she was better fried.
Hard beam.
God damn it. Hard beam.
God damn it. Hard beam.
Yeah. Going down, man. We live right here in the building. Well, we out in space and goddamn well. Space building. Roof to all my roofers out there, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Roof, motherfucker. I see a roof. Yeah. If you want to be on the show more than what it want to be, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. This is the old real subject today, old good friendship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's get a little technical on it. All right. Going to two different sources for a second, people. Y'all hold on just a second. Listen to the train roll by, yeah.
Well, it has noise cancelling, but not that good.
Oh. Wow. What the f*** happened?
The train passed?
No, I'm talking about on my end. I'm trying to look up some information real quick. Bring y'all some real info. What the f*** is going on? Okay. I know what to do. Alright, well, check this out. As per Wikipedia, a friend, you know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about friendship. We're talking about a friend. Is, you know, is the interpersonal relationship between humans or partners in friendship. That's what friends are. They got a whole bunch of television, goddamn shit. Fucking Friends. Anybody remember that Friends? Did you watch that? Fucking Friends.
Friends, yeah. The series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really follow it every week, but I catch most of the episodes. Yeah.
Well, this is one thing that we don't have in friendship nowadays. Value. Motherfuckers don't value friendships nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Take shit for granted. They can get out the motherfucking shit and keep it moving. Value that is found in friendships is often the result of a friend demonstrating the following on a consistent basis. The tendency to desire what is best for the other, looking out for one other. You know what I'm saying? Looking out for the other before you look out for yourself. Having sympathy and empathy. Honesty, perhaps in situations where it may be difficult for others to speak the truth, especially in terms of pointing out the perceived faults of one's counterparts. You know what I'm saying? Your hair nappy. You need to get your hair cut. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. A mutual understanding or having mutual compassion. In comparison of personal friendships, friendship is considered to be closer than association, although there's a range of degrees of intimacy in both friendships and associations. That's why, you know, females love to throw that shit around. Oh, nah, I got friends and all. Nah, I got associates. What the fuck you got? Shit. Got friends? Where the hell I am? Where I'm at? I don't give a damn about either one of them. What the hell, where I'm at? Exactly. Friend. Now, you be in the friend zone. If you're going to be in the friend zone, you're going to be in the associate zone. In the friend zone, that's the wrong place. Oh, no, I'm in the friend zone. That's what motherfucker want to always come and lean on your shoulder and, you know, cry on you, ask for money, do all the shit that that a motherfucking man won't do, but you just don't get the pussy. That's when you fell into the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? The platonic friend. Oh, yeah, I just got platonic friends. But that, I don't even know that word, using that shit. Friendship and associate. Yeah, platonic. Did I say that right? No. I have chronic friends. You know what I'm saying?
I was just about to say that, Bryce. Where's that my mouth when you say that? Where's that my mouth?
His mind takes it back. Friendship and association can be thought of as spanning across the same continuum. The study of friendship is included in sociology, social psychology, anthropology, physiology, and zoology. Damn, what the fuck zoology got to do with it? Come on, fucking animal. Various theories of friendship have been proposed, which are social exchange theory, equity theory, relational dialectics, and attachment styles. I don't know, you know, there's a lot of big words hooked all onto that. So where did it come from? Let's see. Where did the word friend come from? That's what I want to know. Relationship, Asia. Let's see, Asia. In the Middle East and Central Asia, male friendships, which less restricted than in Russia, tend also to be reserved and respectable in nature. And they may use nicknames and diminutive forms of their first names. Tang bang, tang bang, bang. Bang. I guess. I don't know. Decline of friendships in the United States. Dun, dun, dun. According to the study documented in June 2006 issue of the journal American Sociological Review, Americans are thought to be suffering a loss in the quality and quantity of close friendships. Since snitches came about, since at least 1985. The study states, I know, dog, you agree with me since I said snitches, you know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. High five me and shit. Woo! The study states 25% of Americans have no close confidants, and the average total number of confidants per citizen has dropped from 4 to 2. According to the study, Americans' dependence on family as a safety net went up from 57% to 80%. Americans' dependence on a partner or spouse went up from 5% to 9%. And research has found a link between fewer friendships, especially in quality, and psychological and physiological regression. In recent times, it is postulated modern American friendships have lost the force and importance they had in antiquity. That's real. I believe that. I stand behind that. According to C.S. Lewis, for example, in his The Four Loves, writes to the ancients, friendship seemed the happiest and mostly human of all love, the crown of life and the school of virtue. The modern world, in comparison, ignores it. We admit, of course, that besides a wife and family, a man needs a few friends. But the very tone of the admission and the sort of acquaintanceships, which those who make it would describe as friendships, show clearly that what they are talking about has very little to do with that philia, which Aristotle classified among the virtues, or that armacitia, on which Cicero wrote a book. Huh. Oh, that's intense. Did you know there's different types of friendships? Anybody?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hello.
Okay.
Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely. How you doing?
All right,
I'm fine.
This is appropriate music right here for some of y'all be feeling like. Queen of Tees is in the building. Uh-oh, Queen of Tees, what's happening? Yeah, you in the building. All right, shout out to you. What a friend's foe, man. Yeah. All right, let's give you a couple of examples of types of friendships. First one is your best friend or close friend. Is a person or persons, you know, with whom shares extremely strong interpersonal ties with as a friend. You know, I see. My own boy Rob and Zach, that was my best friend. I've been rolling with them since 1996. So those are considered best friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Anytime you can call on somebody and they there for you, that's a strong tie. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean by money. I mean just talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, come over. Let's go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I need to get out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Strong interpersonal tie. Or you have what goddamn females always like to throw up, a fucking acquaintance. Acquaintance is a friend, but sharing of emotional ties isn't present. An example would be a coworker with whom you enjoy eating lunch or having coffee, but would not look to for emotional support. Yeah. He's looking for fuck. Yeah. He's looking to get a quick fuck in the copy room. I don't want to talk about my boyfriend. That's why I'm fucking you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I see. Fuck out of here, girl. Fucking acquaintance. Sorry, people. Fucking females around here, you know what I'm saying? They over abuse the word acquaintance. You know what I'm saying? Try to use big words and shit. Fucking ass. Motherfucker. Your ass out here. Oh, you got a mic. Hey, Mike. In the UK, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand, blokes often refer to each other as mates. For example, introducing a male friend as their mate or a circle of male friends as mates. Then in the UK as well as Australia, this term has begun to be taken up by women as well as men. Hey, mate. Hey, mate. Hey, matey. Hey, women, matey. Then you got buddy. Which don't ever fucking call me a goddamn buddy. I ain't no buddy. Buddy is, I'll give you another definition of what a buddy is. In the USA, guys often refer to each other as buddies. For example, introducing a male friend as their buddy or a circle of male friends as buddies. And then you also have the old slave term of buddy when the motherfucking slave owner used to refer to the dog as buddy. Buddy, get your ass over here.
Hey,
so,
Smiley, you know that a big butt is a very good friend?
Big butt?
A big butt.
A big butt.
Of weed, you know, butt.
Oh, big butt.
That took a while.
What? What's up, big butt? Timmy! Oh.
You just woke up?
That's a big butt. All right, so that's in Dutch, up, people. You know what I'm saying? Big butt.
Yeah, he came. But we broke up.
Hey, bro. Put this motherfucker on mute. I didn't want to hear all that. Put your...
Another
we
one?
We about to get an award. I don't give him an award. I saved him for the award. Son of a bitch. You got to press one again, goddammit, to get your ass beamed back in. Sons of buddies, you. Fuck buddies. I don't think that's going to be on the Wikipedia's version. But, yeah, Buck Buddies are traditional friends that you can call up every now and again just to get your wang wang wet and or your thang thang wet, however it goes either way. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they're pretty dependable. You know what I'm saying? But you got to watch out for buddies because buddies might have other buddies, and then y'all be a bunch of buddies picking up. You know what I'm saying?
Beep. Beep.
Beep. That's the
STD buddy.
A what?
A STD buddy. So you fuck around with them buddies, you're going to end up with an STD buddy. Because buddies always got other buddies. Buddy.
Now you got... don't want to mess with applies, buddy.
Always bring your plastic or your rubber, buddy.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's real, buddy. Buddy.
That's real.
Don't call me no buddy. Soulmate. Which, you know, motherfuckers don't even look for that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Are you taking silence just to listen to the train pass?
Oh, yeah. Can't hear myself smoke. You know what I'm saying? Can't hear myself smoke. Yeah. That's the new thing. You know, we no longer think, people. We smoke. All right? Can't hear myself smoke. All right. So, man. Oh, dog's going to bark on that one. It's all good. The name given to someone who is considered the ultimate, true, and eternal half of the other's soul. I ain't got no heavenly music to play, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. In which the two are now and forever meant to be together. You know? Tyler Spencer is my soulmate. We've been together since 1996. And shit, what the fuck do you call that? You call it a fucking soulmate, man. Yeah. Then you get to the prison terms. Anybody got a pen pal? Because it only is effective when you go to jail or prison. Who fucking writes to each other nowadays? You, huh?
You got the internet.
Ashwood, I'm finna write your letter, dog. I got a letter. Make sure you look in the mail, dog. What kind of shit is that?
I'm sending it now. You'll get it in a week. Nail mail.
Pen pal is people who have a relationship via postal correspondence. They may or may not have met each other in person and may share either love, friendship, or simply an acquaintance. Yeah, right. With each other. Uh-oh. We're going to get technical. Hold on. What the? Is California in the building? Where my Tupac music at? California and I'm on it. Sorry about that.
We talking about soulmates and shit.
That's the definition. Today is what a friend's for, man. That's you call it on the perfect day.
That's what that's friends are for.
I ain't got the theme song and shit.
You got to get that theme song, man. What's up, people?
Y'all ready? We finna sing it.
Whatever he says.
Yeah, this is Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen, San Jose, California's own straight low rock. Up in the building. You know what I'm saying? The only Mexican legally in the United States with a job. This is going down, man. What's happening, my brother? See? Hey, this is real friendship. See, this is what I call I would call Goofy Bone a best friend or a mate. Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Or a mate.
You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah. Or a comrade.
You know, I only got a little bit of time, so I thought I'd just call in the show. You know, got to say what's up to best friend, my homeboy DJ Smell So Good. Even though we on different sides of the United States, we still friends. Goofy Bone.
Ashwood is in the building. Hey. As would the black German.
The black German. The motherfucking German, goddamn it. Goddamn it, me. Ashwood. Hey, but,
Ashwood.
I only had a little time to call in and say what's up. But, shit, Smelly, you know what's up, man. It's all love. And, you know, we still friends to the end, homeboy.
No, that. Hey, man, I want you to check something out real quick before you go. Though. Hold on, check this out. Right, I got a new co-host, man. I got a new co-host. You got to check something
out.
Well,
shout out to your new co-host.
Yeah, Mr. Sayer Knight. All the way from the Netherlands. You know I keep it international. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Netherlands.
Yeah, you know I keep it international. So we all.
Hey, what time is it in the Netherlands?
It's 7:07.
At night?
No, p.m. P.m.
Oh, yeah, at night. Yeah. All right.
No, evening. Evening. At night would be morning. It's still sunny out. I don't know about you, but we have sun up until 11 p.m. right now. Going up.
Damn!
To...
Oh,
shit! What the fuck?
Yeah, we live further up north. We live further up north, so we have longer sun in summertime.
Okay, well,
that's right.
I got a split, but I just want to stop by to say what's up. And, you know, smoke them if you got them, because you know me. I'm smoking on the road doing deliveries. Remember that shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a real Mexican right there, man. Y'all. hey, real quick, man. What's up with the album?
Oh, I'm going to be moving into a new place. I'm going to send you. I got that, I don't know if you've seen the commercials with the United States Postal Service. That if it fits, it ships. So I'm going to be sending you some of the albums, you know? Because I got like maybe 3 albums of Straight Loke that I'm going to send you. So you go ahead and you make your cash, homeboy.
Bam. All right. We got Cali in Florida. Cali coming to Florida.
Florida.
You know what I'm saying? Going down. Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Ashwood, the Netherlands, and my homeboys all the way out there in Tampa, Florida, 81 Trizay. And all
y'all already know.
And
love
shout out to the fine ass John New, the princess.
Oh, hey, I'm sending you the YouTube link because you got to check her out. We're gonna have her this Sunday, featuring Miss John New at the freestyle battle. You know what I'm saying, for the 813 freestyle battles that we got set up. And you can go to youtube.com/813battles and see the new Ashwood versus AWOL. And then coming soon, Janu versus somebody getting their asshole tore up.
All right, well, everybody have a good day, and the wetback's got to work.
Stupid boy. Oh, shit, that hurt. Sorry about that, people. Kind of hurt my ears there.
Yeah,
all right, here we go. Yeah, it's good friends, man. See, this is an appropriate show, you know what I'm saying, that he called in, you know what I'm saying? See how I summoned some real friends, you know what I'm saying, right now? You know? That's a good dude, man. We went to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Had the best fucking time of my life. First time in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Group of bone, you know what I'm saying? Went beyond means, you know what I'm saying, of showing me a good time, man. And we got together as co-hosts. I mean, all his hosts for the BTR host reunion, which is coming up again in November. You know what I'm saying? We'll be down in the, probably, I don't know, I guess we're going back to Las Vegas again. And we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it bigger and better this time. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can check the archives, man. Check the archives. And you can actually hear the live show, you know what I'm saying, that we all did. We did one big show together. Everybody logged all into their shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then... boom, we were doing live shows, you know what I'm saying, right there. So it was hot, you know what I'm saying. We all had a good-ass fucking time, man. So, that's his home stomping ground. So, you know, it was like taking me to his playground. And we balled the fuck out. We had a good fucking time. You can go to youtube.com/DJ Smells So Good and click down at the bottom and see live at Las Vegas, bitches, and part 1, 2, and 3. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of little videos up there. You can see how we was, you know, kicking it live.
Is that where you made the poster for that's on your MySpace?
I don't know, man. You know, last time I've been to my MySpace.
You have a green colored poster on there that says some kind of party somewhere in America with you as a host and Tasha, the one from Australia, right?
No, that was my old show fly for my show. Like, you know, I got a new one. Yeah, so I got to throw your name on that one, you know what I'm saying, on the new one. See, that was the old season. That was last season. You know what I'm saying? This is season two. You know what I'm saying? New co-host, new show, new everything. You know what I'm saying? New everything. Y'all go look at the first season. Y'all can, you know, hear from the beginning how it started out all the way up to a year later. Now we into the second year, 10,000 show listens later. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man.
You know that I went back in your archives already.
How I didn't know.
I listened to your very, very
See, hey, that's an appropriate challenge right there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know.
Well, I was kind of surprised by your first show. It's a little different from the rest of your shows.
Yeah. The intelligence level is you
much
can see
higher.
Yeah, it ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? Then I got a format. Because, see, when I first started out, I didn't want to be format. I didn't want to have a format. Because that's what, you know, FM stations and shit do. They have a format. They come in every day. Okay, we're going to do the, yeah, I don't fuck that. No format, you know what I'm saying? So the only format I got right now is nothing new at the top of the hour to add some breaking time, you know what I'm saying? In case we be into some serious shit, you need to top of the hour to, you know, break that shit up and then get back into it. You know what I'm saying?
Stanley, do you have a caller? Do you have a caller on cue?
I don't know. I just want the heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Hey, Smelly.
What happened?
Hey, I just sent you two new joints, but the Interstate is the one, is the new one. But I just sent you two of them. Because I got two new things.
I will
things
upload them.
Yeah, I sent two of them. But Interstate is the new one. That's the one that's the new joint right there. For all my people that
Heavenly
are on the
road, Angel,
you know,
is in there. The building.
Yes.
Hello, Heaven. Heaven is calling.
Got me all in.
Where's my heavenly
friend.
Music at, man? I gotta get that heavenly music. Oh, go ahead and sing it. Go ahead and sing it.
Yeah, how many of us have them? Come on now.
Just gonna break it down. I thought I was a black dude off of Police Academy.
I was just gonna say, I see you made friends with the police now.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, they call it, coming over, visiting you. It's all good.
I had to correct that. put my favorite song on. Hold on, since you done set it off. You done set it off up in
ooh,
this.
Ooh, give me an award.
I
deserve one.
Oh, she want an award. I know what you want. Where's my snap
an
at?
Award. Baka to me.
Oh, that's your award. For all the women, they get spankings. You know what I'm saying? Take that. Take that.
What you spanking
oh.
with?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It ain't work as effective as it did on the Michael Basin show. He was whooping and the lady was liking it. She was like, oh. I'm like, all right, then. Some real super freaks out there. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. That virtual spanking going on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, oh, Heavenly Angel, how you doing today? How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Raining
right.
here, but, you know, it's all good. We don't get dark until about 10:15.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that super lateness? Well, yeah, I guess it's about 9 o'clock here. Yeah, 9. When I was in Germany, though, yeah, that shit there, man, it took forever fucking to get dark, man. I was like, God damn, is it gonna get dark?
And
then when you come out, and then when you come out the club, yeah, then you come out the club, it's
light.
Fucking sunshine. I mean, like 12 o'clock in the afternoon sunshine. Like, God damn, what the hell is going on? And that, and see, that's what fuck up your sleeping pattern. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know how to, you know, balance out your sleeping pattern, you fuck yourself up. Going to the club when it's daytime, and then, you know what I'm saying, and come out that bitch daytime. So that's why we normally don't go to the club till like 3 in the morning. We don't go to the club till 3 in the morning. Why motherfuckers be going to the club at 12 o'clock here? Shit. Yeah, and we get ready at, we getting drunk at 12, and then we get ready to go at 1, and we leave at 2, and we'll be there by 3. Unless we got to travel like 2 hours away. Mannheim and all the other kind of shit. Frankfurt, Heidelberg, all that was like 2 hours away. We drove 2 hours away to go to a fucking club and party. Get drunk, get fucked up, hit the Autobahn, and come all the way back. Fucked up. In a train. Yeah, all in ass all the way back. By the time we get back, shit, we be sober. 2 hours? Yeah. That was all good. You know what I'm saying? But I understand the timing, though. But it is a psychological effect to you, boy. It fucked me up. Because when I first got there the first week, you know what I'm saying? You cross over that time zone. And, you know, you going into the future and shit. Man, that shit, that your whole body, it goes through some other change. And then you try to, you know, you try to adapt. Yeah, you try to adapt. But it's going to catch up with you. That first week, you're about to be all right. That second week, you're going to be dragging ass. You're
going to be dragging ass. The third week, I was all set, ready in there, and then I went home.
Yeah.
Boy, it was all over again. Messed up.
And fucked all the way back over. Yeah, that's real.
Oh, it was crazy. I thought I would take a bath when I got home, you know, back to America. And I turned the bath water on, went to go lay down for a minute, left the tub running for 2 hours.
Damn.
That's jet lag.
That jet lag, pick up, man. Hold on, let me look up that definition real quick. Yeah,
jet lag. Yeah, that's a good one.
And we're going.
See you later, Jaime.
All right, hola, mi amigo. Buenos Alpes.
I'm Texas. He's a Texan.
Oh yeah.
That's for Texas.
Mexican,
but he's Puerto Rican, though,
Texan.
Eh? Oh, he's Mexican? He's Mexican?
Yeah, Garcia.
Oh, shit. Well, it's two Mexicans in the United States with a legal job. Ain't that a bitch? Not bad. Not bad.
Called the Guinness Book of Records.
I had to correct myself, you know what I'm saying? Damn, why y'all ain't tell me, man? Why y'all ain't tell me? I'm gonna hook that up, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it gave him an award.
Mexican, Texan.
All right. Jet lag.
He says 100% wet back.
All right. Shout out on my wet back. Oh. Oh, my bad. Hey. That's Black Mariachi right there, the Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Coming through, I'm gonna be the first Black Mariachi. Yeah, that means that there ain't no Mexican in me. I'm just coming through playing Mexican music. Da 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 da. No instrument. Da 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 da. All right, jet lag, medically referred to as dyschronososis. What?
Uh huh.
What? We gotta look that word up.
I might have fucked all that up.
I think I know what that means. That you're still living in another time zone. That you're not in sync.
Dyschronosis. Dyschronosis. There we go.
You're not in sync with your time zone that you're in right now.
Synchrosis. Okay. It's a psychological condition which is a consequence of alterations to the circadian rhythm. What the fuck is a circadian? Man, we'll be... See, this is the whole problem when you read all Wikipedia. But it got
maybe
shit
like
highlighted,
clock,
and it takes...
Your biological clock inside. Maybe that's what
they're talking about. Okay. It is classified as one of the circadian rhythm sleep disorder. Jet lag results from rapid long distance transmeridian east to west or west to east travel, as on a jet plane. The condition of jet lag may last many days, and recovery rates of 1 day per eastward time zone of 1 day per 1.5 westward time zone are mentioned as fair guidelines. So, okay, so if I'm coming, so that, okay, so I guess that's saying if I'm going to Germany, then I can expect for every day. It takes me what, a day for every day here?
Probably
trying to figure that out. What does that mean? Yeah, to recover.
Maybe it takes for each day 2 days to recover. I don't know. It takes a while, though.
Hold on. Let me see. A guideline. Medical guideline. Okay, no, that ain't what I want. When traveling across a number of time zones, the body clock will be out of synchronization with the destination time, as it experiences daylight and darkness contrary to the rhythms which it has grown accustomed. The body's natural pattern is upset, as the rhythms that dictate times for eating, sleeping, hormone regulation, and body temperature variations no longer correspond to the environment, nor to each other in some cases, to the degree that the body cannot immediately realign these rhythms. It is jet lagged.
Yeah. If you travel from north to south, you don't have that problem. You stay in the same time zone. But if you leave at summertime, you arrive at wintertime. So that's not fun either.
Oh, hell no. I arrived at wintertime. And shit, that was like, what, about 2-3 weeks later, that's when they had the goddamn snowstorm. See, that will fuck you up, too. You know, punk-ass motherfuckers in the country, they always scare you and shit. Man, you know, snow get up about 14 feet, man, over the window. That shit ain't never get about 3 feet, you know what I'm saying? Maybe on the sidewalk. And that was because of the goddamn snow blowers, you know what I'm saying, kept pushing the snow on the side of the road. But all that 14-foot bullshit, okay, yeah, they might have, like, snowstorms that might hit, you know what I'm saying, freaky, but not no, you know what I'm saying, I don't know norm. It didn't happen.
If you live over here,
huh?
If you live over here and you would travel to the southern hemisphere in December, the temperature is freezing over here in December. And when you go to the southern hemisphere, it's high tide summer over there. So you get out of the plane and it's like, boom, what is this? Going from freezing temperature to 90.
Yeah. And that's what fuck you, that's why a lot of motherfuckers get sick. You can damn sure get sick. You know what I'm saying? Going from one extreme to another extreme. You know what I'm saying? Extreme heat. Straight from Florida. And then fly straight into Germany, 14 hours, and then you get off the plane, and then midwinter. If you don't know how to take 3-degree weather, you don't want a motherfucker to be just traveling all around different places and being unprepared. Because getting your ass off the plane looking like, you know what I'm saying, Bob the Tourist, with just your motherfucking, flamingo shirt on and some shorts and some sandals, stead. Your ass will be surely embarrassed when you get off that plane. You will definitely be stuck in the airport or spending all your money at the clothing shop, because they're going to be ready for your touristic ass when you come in.
Yep, in line.
That still is nothing, though. You're still in the same hemisphere. So it's traveling from winter to winter. The following. In your high time summer, when it is hot and hot as hell, travel to the southern hemisphere. It's winter time over there. Imagine how cold that would be.
Yeah, that's extreme. Yeah, that's extreme like a month. The speed at which the body adjusts to the new schedule depends on the individual. Some people may require several days to adjust to a new time zone, while others experience little disruption. Crossing one or two time zones does not typically cause jet lag. The condition is not linked to the length of flight, but to the Transmeridian east-west distance travel. A 10-hour flight from Europe to southern Africa does not cause jet lag, as travel is primarily north to south. A 5-hour flight from the west to the east coast of the United States may well result in jet lag.
Damn.
Crossing the international dateline. I didn't know we had an international dateline. So, well, you can't date them chicks over there? Oh. I'll just play. Does not contribute to jet lag, as the guide for calculating jet lag is the number of time zones crossed, and the maximum possible disruption is plus or minus 12 hours. If the time difference between two locations is greater than 12 hours, subtract that number from 24. So note, for example, that the time zone, GMT 14 Green Mountain Time, plus 14 will be the same time of day as Green Mountain Time, negative 10, through the former is one day ahead of the latter.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
tech
get that.
Talk. Yeah, that's tech talk. Way the fuck over my head. Yeah. It read good, though. It was a good read. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good read. But didn't make a motherfucking bit of sense. Yeah.
All I know is I'm tired when I come back.
Yeah.
I go there.
And these are symptoms. Symptoms of jet lag can be varied, depending on the amount of time zone alteration. But it includes headaches, fatigue, irregular sleep patterns, insomnia, disorientation, grogginess, irritability, mild depression, constipation, or diarrhea. And that's from sitting on the fucking plane that long. You know what I'm saying? Some body ain't accustomed to long periods of sit. You know, you got to think about that. Other symptoms which some may attribute to jet lag, such as nausea, ear aches, and swollen feet, may be caused by the mode of travel rather than the time zone change. You know what I'm saying? And, i.e., uncomfortable seat. You know what I'm saying? And you just can't get comfortable, so you got to do that. So it is possible to minimize the effects of jet lag by following some basic steps before, during, and after the flight. Damn, did anybody know that?
No.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. You can adjust your sleeping pattern before you go so you are used to the new time zone.
Oh, I guess so, huh?
Hmm. All right,
sure,
we'll take this
drinking alcohol
out.
On the plane ain't going to help.
You know that?
Nah, probably not.
You know that?
Maybe sleeping on the plane will help.
This is before. People are advised to get plenty of rest, exercise, and follow a healthy diet. Damn, people should fly all the fucking time if you're going to follow them guidelines. When the person is in good shape, it is easier to cope after landing. Also, it is recommended to visit the doctor to plan a coping strategy for medical conditions that require monitoring, including when to take medications or any other necessary detail. Another advice is to adapt to the destination time zone in advance. This includes starting the daily routine 1 hour before one normally does, from 3 to 4 weeks before departure. I don't think I'm going to be... if I'm a sanitation worker, I don't think I'm going to be motherfucking at the sanitation dump at 3 o'clock.
You know?
When the motherfucker open up at 4 o'clock. Talking about, man, I'm going to be leaving about 3 or 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be leaving about 3 or 4 weeks, man. I'm trying to get my shit adjusted.
Shit. For real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your ass gonna just be sleep at the goddamn dump an hour early. That shit ain't gonna work. You're gonna just sleep at the house. During the flight, to avoid dehydration, what you all just said, passengers are discouraged from taking alcoholic beverages and caffeine, sodas and all that shit. Don't even drink none of that shit. But surprisingly, that's all they fucking offer you. But all I drink is that Welch's grape. The fruit juice and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally what
yeah.
I drink on the plane is some juice.
Water, not
caffeine,
good.
Not. Yeah, yeah. Any of that soda shit and all that it really does dehydrate you. Caffeine not only causes dehydration but also disrupts sleeping schedules. On the contrary, the recommendation is to drink plenty of water to help counteract the effects of the dry atmosphere inside the plane, which if you ain't on a well-ventilated plane, which sometimes I have been on, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the f*** is up with the AC in this bitch? You know what I'm saying? You have to prepare for that. Yeah, because the atmosphere, especially, man, when you got people that be around you that just ain't used to flying, and they be sucking up all the goddamn air. Shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck wrong with you? Jeez. You got some people like that. Just like people that get on a fucking boat and always throwing up over the board and shit, you know what I'm saying, from seasickness. While you just sitting up there smoking weed, walking around happy.
Yeah. Maybe you should pass it to them so they won't be sick.
Not your mouth smells like puke. Won't be hitting this blood. I help you after you wash your mouth, brush your teeth 4-5 times. Come on back out laughing. Passengers are encouraged to exercise legs while sitting. Definitely got to do that. And move around the plane when the seat belt sign is switched off every hour or two. One option is to counteract jet lag. Is to break the trip if it is too long and stay overnight in some city. And finally, to adjust sleeping hours on the plane to match the destination time. I mean, and all that is, you know, that's your self-discipline, man. You got to have some real self-discipline. If not, fuck it. Do like everybody else do. Crash your first 2 days, goddamn it. Get up, feel refreshing, go on about your day. Now, or upon arrival, a helpful way to minimize the jet lag is to adapt to the local time and eat accordingly, following the meals that correspond. Also, exposure to sunlight during the day is helpful. Most countries you go to ain't got no problem being exposed to sunlight. Yeah. They shit going to be all the way till 11 o'clock. So that's the only thing you got to get your body accustomed to. That leaving from right here now, you know what I'm saying? And it get dark, start to get dark at probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. 9:30 is completely dark. When at 11 o'clock it's getting dark. 11:30 it might be, 12 o'clock is completely dark.
It's black.
So, shit. Black. Yeah, you got, man, that's some hell of a fire, you know what I'm saying? Adjusting. So, what is that? Melatonin. Viagra. Right. These are all remedies.
What? No.
Can you bring those on the plane?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Well,
but,
I've been on a plane once, and of course I smuggled weed in. I was going to Germany, so I had to bring something along.
I'm talking about the old bathroom on them, huh?
No. It was just a few hours flight. But I had to bring something for the hotel because, yeah, they don't have any coffee shops over there. And I didn't want to spend all night looking for a guy that sells some.
No, that.
But, yeah, I had very little checks. It was after 2001, but it was a business class flight. So I could walk just along. I had to go through a metal detector and that was it.
Damn. And it is, you know, contrary to belief, people, you go overseas, you can find weed pretty easily. I mean, it's not as taboo-ish overseas as it is, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. So, you know what I'm saying, how you come over here, you go into any club and it's hard as hell, you be scared as hell, asking somebody for some weed, you know what I'm saying? Man, hey, you got some herb? You don't know what right terminology to use and shit. I mean, some weed, some dank, some puff, some smoke, some ganja, some green. You know, I went through 1,000 terms trying to get somebody to sell you some herbs. You know what I'm saying? Versus going overseas and shit, running into damn near anybody, and they're going to be smoking on something, and from that point, they're going to lead you to somebody who's going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, no ID or nothing. Like, bam. Well, then, what you need? So...
Have you ever had turbulence in a plane?
Had who?
Turbulence.
Yeah, hell yeah. I've been in motherfucking a cargo plane, big ass fucking B-52, and the motherfucking shit. You talking about turbulence?
Shit.
Yeah, well, I was on a plane once. Was a propeller plane, and we got in turbulence, and I loved it. More. All scared people around me, and I wanted more.
I mean, I ain't say I was scared, but when that shit hit, boy, god damn, your whole, it's like your whole ass in your mouth. It's just like, like, damn, what my guts at? My guts is in my nose. My guts in
big,
my nose.
Big,
like,
roller coaster ride.
Yeah. That's the thing. Okay, if you're not a fair lover, you know, and you don't like to ride rides, yeah, you really don't even want to fly. No, you don't even want to go to fly no plane. Cause that's what that bitch is definitely. You hit an air pocket. That's what they call turbulence. Hit one of the air pockets.
Shit. Or the first takeoff of a plane. If you ever, how fast it goes. You get pushed in your seat because of the seat. Yeah, I had a fast car at the time, but I couldn't keep up with that. That was amazing.
That shit, damn, man. This is what they, I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? I think it was the fucking coolest experience I ever seen. When traveling overseas, if you ever get the experience, you know what I'm saying, and you're not fucking asleep, when you get to the international date line or the prime meridian line or whatever the fuck they want to call it, Mason-Dixon line or one of the million fucking lines, when you get to that line, the yin and yang line where, you know, day and night meet, you need to have your window open and watch that shit. I mean, it's some scary fucking shit at first, but that is some real, you know, life experience type shit. And until you do it for yourself, I really can't bring into the realm of what the fuck I'm talking about.
Or flying above the clouds when there's a thunderstorm up.
That is,
you can look down and you see no. You fly.
So you see the lightning and shit in the clouds. That shit looks scary than a motherfucker, mate.
Oh,
damn,
that
shit hard.
We had
that
on the way back. I loved it.
Yeah, and people don't even know you can fly. Yes, people, you can fly over a thunderstorm. Yeah, planes don't fly. You know when they be lightning and shit and bitches getting hit. No, they're actually above the lightning. That's some high-ass shit. That's some high-ass shit. I just want to be on a plane where you can smoke weed at. You know what I'm saying? So I can get really high.
You better get on Snoop Dogg's plane, man.
Well, if you ever get rich and famous, you can get your own private jet, and you can come and pick me up. So.
Oh, well, that's next year. We're working on it.
Next year? All right. Sounds good.
I had the people call me. I had some patented people call me today, right? I got to call their ass back. I got an invention, you know what I'm saying, that I want to get possibly to discuss, you know what I'm saying, for an air body suit, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically a series of tubes that run throughout the shirt. I got to find a designer to make it design worthy, you know what I'm saying? And then,
bam,
I already got
the info now. So you got
I got alterations and I already got the patent and all that shit for it. Well, the patent information for it. So if y'all can jump on it quicker than me, go fuck ahead. I'll know it's my idea because I'll see it out there, goddammit. But, and I'll still come back and new and improve it. Like the United States do. We new and improve shit.
Well, keep us informed, so I would say.
Yeah, know that. Alright, what the... The fuck? We gotta get the hell off, man. Y'all knock me all off. We got talking all about goddamn.
Where's the nutty news?
You know
how many
saying?
Real friends
you know,
do you have?
Hey.
Come on now.
Shit.
You know you
I'm
got
a
friend
real friend.
Me.
You know what I'm saying? Heavenly Angel is the only friend. Hold
I'm
on,
your
man.
Friend
Hold.
For life. You know it.
Damn boy. Oh man!
Lying piece of sack of shit!
This is
coming.
How dare you!
Oh, that was mean.
Oh, y'all made me late.
Me
oh, y'all made me late. Damn it! Mm-hmm. Shit!
Oh, you know,
good rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed,
everybody get a war today,
got you, Kelly? Dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless,
always talking to yourself,
fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged,
That was supposed to stop me. Damn it. Yeah. But that's what friends are for. Through the high times. Yeah. Oh, I ain't got no more after that.
See the curb and the low time.
Oh, man. You got to come up with a smoking version of that's what smoking friends are for. That's what smoking friends are for. Through big blunt, through small blunt, I will pass my blunt to you forevermore. That's what smoking friends are for. Through high time, through, oh, sorry about that. I went totally all off, people. It's the nutty news of the day. Oh, where's the dog at? Oh, I ain't got my, God damn, that's the ugliest picture. Shit. Sorry, people, y'all have got to click on this. If y'all are privileged to be on the Starship Smelly Pie show right now and have to be on the bridge, as of Alex Jack, Heavenly Angel, Kim's his whimsies, trademark. I had to put the two fingers up when I said that. Trademark. And Sayonite. Y'all can look on that, man, and look at it. God damn. I mean, what the f*** is that?
Mm-mm-mm.
I love my black people, but damn. He's straight from past the motherland on that one. Damn. If that's the sketch, boy, they got to, boy, they need to shoot the sketch artist. God damn. Boy. All right, let me get my porn music started. Yeah, trademark. You got the trademark. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up to it, Timmy.
Timmy!
Speaking to you. He just speaking to you, girl. He just speaking to you. All right, people. Late, but still on the plate and on time. Thanks to friends of mine. Oh. Oh, and we're back. We're in Steubenville. Oh, where the fuck is Steubenville at? It's in Ohio. If y'all didn't know that, because I damn sure didn't know that. Country ass sounding place. Steubenville. Yeah, I'm on my way there. Police release composite sketch of murder suspect. Dun, dun, dun. Steubenville police have released a composite sketch of a murder suspect. Yeah, he's an individual who was wanted in connection with the shooting death of Antonio Williams, who was killed on April 27th. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'6", 2 inches, what? 6 feet, 6 feet, 2 inches tall. Oh, read that wrong. 170 pounds and 20 to 30 years old. Damn, nigga, that's a pretty long ass span there, 20 to 30. God damn. Well, you know, I still look like I'm 18. You know what I'm saying? Ow, man, like a mother. All right. Let's go over here to China. EPAP China. Ding, 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 ding. Ciao, boy, toy. We're in who is how? H-U-I-Z-H-O-U. You pronounce that for yourself if I'm fucking it up. Who is how? Okay, now what the is going on with the kids these days, man? With these third world countries, man, what the fuck is going on? Girl, 3 years old, drinks and smokes after coma. Let that settle in, you know what I'm saying? Let that set in. What the f*** is going on? A Chinese couple said their three-year-old daughter's personality changed dramatically after a traffic accident, and she now smokes cigarettes and drinks beer. Gaio Nguyen of Who Is How told the Yangchang Evening Post, one of the largest Chinese language newspapers, that toddler Yao Nguyen had a dramatic personality change after being hit by a speeding van that left her comatose for 5 days. God damn. I mean, how do a kid come out and knows to want to pick up a cigarette and get a fucking beer? A beer? You feel me? It ain't got nothing to do with the parents, though. Right.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this is just getting, you know, out of hand, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, who the fuck am I? You know what I'm saying? I guess we blessed to have kids smoking cigarettes at fucking 10 years old, 11 and 12. At least they ain't coming out the pussy with a damn fucking pack of cigarettes in their goddamn mouth. The fuck is that? It went from breastfeeding to putting a cigarette in their mouth and a bill? Nah, it's taboo. They don't need to be breastfed milk. No, give them a fucking beer and a cigarette. Yeah. All right. Only in third world countries. You gotta respect the United States for that shit. Connecticut suspect at courthouse robbed cars on break. Ah, man. Police said man who was at court to answer the criminal charges used a break in the hearing to break into several cars in front of the courthouse. Yeah. It happened at Rockville Superior Court. Thomas Pino was at the court on larceny charges. Police say that during a break, he went outside the court and started breaking into cars.
Sounds like a hit lick. He must have heard it.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Your day off?
I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. You know, I'm just saying. Damn. That's like the dumb bitch that went to court with the stole. The bitch went to court for stealing the bitch jewelry. She come to court with the bitch jewelry on.
Oh, no. She
didn't. Like, what?
That's a fool right there.
Like, what?
Straight fool.
What? Man, come on, man. That was Nutty News a couple of shows ago. They both stand out for some reason. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, they both stand out. South Carolina, Democratic Senate nominee refuses to step aside. You're right. The surprise of South Carolina Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate has turned down a request from the state party boss to step down. The fuck is a state party boss? Democratic Party Chair Carol Fowler asked Green to withdraw from the race for U.S. Senate because of recently revealed court records which show the 32-year-old unemployed veteran was arrested last November for allegedly showing obscene photos to a college student. But as for how he would have voted on TARP or the Troubled Asset Relief Program, Green was undecided. TARP? What's that? He asked. Right. Does anybody know what the TARP is?
The TARP?
I probably do, because I have the fucking internet, you dumbass. What the fucking shit is that? Fucking dumbass. TARP, the troubled asset, commonly referred to as TARP or RCP, program that the government, set up to purchase assets and equity from financial institutions to strengthen its financial sector. Basically, steal some shit. That's what it sounds like to me, theft with big words. It is the largest component of the government's measures in 2008 to address the subprime mortgage crisis. And I can get all into that, but I'm not. I just wanted to illustrate that, the fucking internet. Man, what people smoking on crack, man. And that's what people, that's who running for your senators. That's who's running your government. That's who's running for your government. Come on, people. Get off the crack. Jeez. All right. We're in Detroit, where General Motors employees don't say Chevy. What the f*** are they supposed to say? Okay. General Motors Corporation employees should no longer refer to Chevrolet automobiles as Chevy. Sales and marketing officials said in an internal memo. Alan Beatty, Vice President for Chevrolet Sales and Service, and Jim Campbell, General Manager, Vice President, General Motor Vice President for Marketing, said in a memo issued to employees at the corporation's Detroit headquarters, consistency is important for the Chevrolet brand, and it would be helpful in that regard to stop referring to Chevrolet as Chevys. Get your gay ass out of here with that fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. They feel it's messing up their clientele like that.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a slang. That's a slang term for Chevrolet. We don't want that.
I think that one took the headphones.
Man, hold on. What the happened? Are you talking to me?
No. I'm in the office, bro. No, I was just talking to the it's a couple of computers.
Oh, you are. So you weren't talking to me. Yeah.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
Sack of shit, slut, trash can, scumming, dirtbag, bitch.
Let me ask you.
I had to give him.
How many times in a row did Ash get awards this week? I think it was every day of the week.
Every day, Ash,
every
we got to give
day
you.
Of the week.
If y'all know the news, shit.
We got to give you an applause just for all the awards. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, man. Man, I don't know where you guys come up with this shit, man. All right? I really don't. All right. Keep it moving, man. Man jails daughter and has 7 kids with her. We all knew about this. Rio de Janeiro. Hold on. I need porn. Dirty Boys, that's the Dirty Boys right there. Dirty Music. I might have said it wrong. It might not be dirty. Yeah, keep it popping. You know. Rio de Janeiro, man is a man in a remote fishing village in Brazil, kept his daughter in prison for 12 years, raped her repeatedly, and had 7 children with her, police said. The man is also accused of abusing a young girl he had with his daughter. Police alleged that Jose Agostinho Pereira, 54, kept his daughter, now 28, under virtual house arrest in a two-room thatched roof hut near a tiny fishing village in northeastern Brazil. But I know we all heard about that because that was a pretty old case. Yeah, still, I gave him so many awards that day. Wow. I think I fucking set a record. But you don't get one today. But you're old news, brother. Radford, Virginia. Yeah. Publishing company puts warning on the Constitution. That's what I'm talking about. Small publishing company is under fire after putting warning labels on copies of the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and other historical documents, warning that these documents contain false errors and plenty of lies. I'm sorry, I just threw that in there. Declaration of Independence and other historical documents. Wilder Publication warns readers of its reprints of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Common Sense, and the Articles of Confederation, and the Federalist Papers, among others, that this book is a product of its time and does not reflect the same values as it would if it were written today. That's almost funny.
I think you need to record that and play that for an award, your laugh alone.
Oh. Y'all like now?
It's a killer.
Right now. Where my award at? I feel a little sarcasm in your voice right now.
Ooh. It is a good day to die.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Emergency power engaged.
Gotta make, you know, make it official. So my folks won't think I'm on Earth and shit. You know what I'm saying? To blast off once again. Put my hyperspace beam on. I had the hyperspace on over to Washington so I can get on up in the face of heaven and angels. What you say? What you say?
What you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about?
What you talking about, Heavenly?
For real. That laugh is a killer, man. You really need to record that, and that needs to be an award right there.
How about I record this?
They can't see that. They can't hear that.
Y'all can hear the click of the lighter, goddammit. I mean, the click of the hot sauce. Find out the collard greens. Hot sauce. Do the collard. Oh, sorry. We're in alliance, Ohio. Yeah, they're in alliance. With who? I don't know. Woman jailed for calling 911 looking for a husband. Yes, I put the A in there. Not looking for a husband, looking for a husband. Right. And Ohio woman spent 3 days in jail.
Damn.
For calling the 911 emergency line 5 times seeking a husband. The dispatcher was flabbergasted by the request and asked Audrey Scott of Alliance, "You need to get a husband." The 57-year-old Scott responded, "Yes." Told that she could face arrest for misusing 911. Scott responded, "Let's do it." Okay. We are a little nutty for that news. But you still get
to. God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, to get arrested on your day off? Damn.
She must have ate the worm in the bottle.
Something. It must have been two of them down there and shit.
Tequila will make you crazy.
But you can't eat the worm in the bottom.
What you mean you can't eat the worm?
You can eat the worm.
Can.
Oh, I was going to say, you're supposed to eat the worm.
It has a little more alcohol than a normal worm, but I guess it doesn't matter that much. If you drank a whole bottle, you can take the worm. Come on.
Hey, if you're lost in the woods for fucking 30 days and nights, man, with fucking nothing to eat but grub and a bottle of tequila, you will fucking eat worms. I don't know where that survival technique came from, but you know. California. I was like, where that came from? California. Camel farmers take 2-week camel milk challenge. Yummy. Sounds good. I'll have my pint of camel milk today. All right. Gil and Nancy Reigler. Plan to begin living for 2 weeks at the San Diego County Fair. Surviving on nothing but dried dates, bottled water, and the milk from two lactating camels that are bringing from the farm. They are bringing from the farm. It sounds extreme, but Gil Reigler says desert nomads in the Middle East live on this diet and seem to be fine. In fact, camel milk may be healthier than cow's milk. Wow. Nancy Reigler says it's the closest milk to human mother's milk. Wow. Probably because it doesn't eat American pesticides and every other kind of poison that we put into the motherfucking grass to keep motherfucking this shit down and that shit from growing, and then you got damn cow motherfucking coming all blowed up and shit. I would say, yeah.
Smelly, would you drink mother's milk?
Buttermilk?
No, mother's milk, you know, breast milk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to have a cup every morning. Hey, baby, before you leave, squeeze me a cup, all right? All right, love you. Keeps the yang up. Keeps the yang up.
I don't know if that's good tasting anymore.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you know Prince Charles?
Prince Charles of England, yeah.
Yeah. What is their faith? What is it? Catholic?
To be actually honest, that is not really an interest of mine. What people their religion is, but I guess so. Yeah, Catholic.
Now, well, I say that because Prince Charles, is to follow the Islamic way to save the world. That's extreme.
Where is that Prince coming from? Nutty News?
Yeah. This is straight Nutty News.
Prince Charles has never actually been normal.
Oh. Well, with the look on his face, yeah. He doesn't look normal.
You never heard the phone calls that were published on the internet with him talking to his girlfriend while he was still married?
Bam.
You'll
get an award for
girl's
that.
Pantyhose.
He what?
He said that he wanted to be the girl's pantyhose and her underwear and stuff.
Oh well, you know, I say that to females. Girl, I wanna be them panties, girl. I could be all up in you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you also, if you're still married?
No.
That's what I'm talking
kick it
about.
Like that. And especially you the motherfucking prince. How the fuck are you a prince of the goddamn country and you doing some shit like that?
Hey, he's a man. What are you talking about?
He's a man's man, baby.
Bitch, poor,
yeah.
King, queen, whatever.
Yeah, baby.
He's a
prince
man.
Charles urged the world to follow Islamic spiritual principles in order to save the environment. In a high-profile speech, the heir to the throne argued that man's destruction of the world was contrary to the scriptures of all religions, but particularly that of the Islamic faith. He said that the current division between man and nature had been caused not just by industrialization, technological development, and the relentless pursuit of economic growth, but also by our attitude to our relationship with nature, which goes against the grain of sacred traditions. He doesn't sound too nutty on that one. Doesn't sound too nutty on that one. I thought he was, you know, flipping his faith. Okay, you know. Yeah, okay. But, I mean, what do you mean by coming back into one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what the fuck? Everybody need to become vegans and shit? Or what the fuck you mean? Mm.
Religions and traditions are not for me.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take those for no dollars. All right. Let's go to You Know It. What is that? The UK. Government-funded college course. Teens learn to wear
high heels. Only in the fucking UK. Only in the fucking UK, man.
I hope that that is only for the females.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Teenage girls are being taught how to walk in high heels in a government-funded college course in the UK.
Oh,
yeah.
That is crazy. That is
right.
Crazy.
The
now
six
I heard it all.
Week Sexy Heels in the City course at London's South Thames College claims to prepare young women for the business world in their social lives.
Oh,
you change them hoes to walk around some motherfucking boots. That's what the fuck you need to do. Get some work done, goddamn it. Stop trying to look fucking pretty.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit is that?
That's
the problem in the workplace
right
now.
There.
Distraction in the workplace. Shit.
Are they trying to call that etiquette of some sort? What is that?
I don't know. What the fuck
I thought they
that?
Were supposed to be known for their etiquette.
Well, walking in fucking high heels, what the fuck is that? Wow.
Yeah,
well, let's go.
Drinking tea with your pink finger up? That etiquette?
With your big finger up? Your middle finger up?
Your pink finger. Your little finger. When they drink
oh,
tea,
no,
they hold it like that, that they stick the little finger out and then they stick it upwards when they drink. That's
I do the same, but I cup it with a C. You know what I'm saying? And I have my middle finger out. Well, anybody who's watching me drink, you know what I'm saying? Can, hey, drink, watch that, you son of a bitch. Watch that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Give him the middle finger.
And they soak their biscuits in tea, so, yeah. Okay.
That's my etiquette. I got some etiquette for you. I got something you can soak your biscuits in, baby. Soaking in this tea.
Do they got a class over there to learn how to grab your crotch like men do, you know?
Hey, we need a hell of a fucking pants.
They got women in heels, hello.
A fucking pants sagging goddamn class. Yeah, see, this how you see, no,
look.
See, you got to go and get pants five times the size you wear, right? Okay, then you gonna get a belt 10 times the size you wear, okay? Then you wrap that around you like 4 or 5 times, right? Okay. Then you're going to get you like 7 pants. Either 7 pants or 10 pair of shorts. Either way it won't go, okay? Okay, then you're going to put all that on. Okay, then you take the first pair that you got, you know, the 5 sizes bigger with the 10 pair of belts on. Okay, then you sag that all the way down below your knees, right? Then you take the 8th pair of pants. And you say that a little bit more. And you can keep doing that all the way till you almost get to your boxers. And then you're there. That's how you sag your pants.
But I got a question. How do you run?
Listen, ma'am.
Your pants and your ankles.
This is for style. Do they run in high heels? Fucking right they do. They got a high heel running contest. Hell yeah, they got a contest.
They play basketball
they fucking
in high
run.
Heels too.
Yeah. Oh,
they dance something new.
High heel basketball? Really?
Yeah.
That's gonna screw
it's
up
a sport.
Yeah.
No. But it does, but for the look of it, oh yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, that's
it's
hot.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but for the sound of it, no. Every 2 minutes you have a woman screaming, "Oh no, I broke my
ankle." Yo man. Yo man. Oh, my ankle. Shut up, you wuss. Get up. It's only a broken femur. Get the fuck out of here. God, this shit is bad. Man up. Man up, chick. Man up. Oh. All right. We're in O-Town, right here in my backyard. Good old Orlando, Florida. Florida.
Florida.
The NBA gets an A for diversity. They're 77% black. You get a A for that? Oh. Okay. The NBA still leads the way in sports diversity. The NBA was, again, the only men's professional sports league to receive a combined A for race and gender in the annual report released by the University of Central Florida's Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport. The study shows 77% of the NBA players were black, 18% were white, 3% Latino,
1% Asian, and 1% other. So no Mexicans. Oh.
Goodness.
Ah, man. International players stayed steady at 18%. Yeah, they always bring, you know, somebody from Russia or, you know what I'm saying, somebody from another foreign country. That makes up that other, the 18% of international players. So that's how we get that good diversity going on, which, hey, that is true. Because you don't see, hell, you just start seeing women in fucking golf. NBA,
I don't see
being, it's been a women's league, basketball league. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see a lot of diversity. I don't see a lot of diversity in length. You're all tall as a motherfucker.
In who?
In basketball, you're all tall as a motherfucker.
Oh well, yeah. What shit? Hell, Spud Webb. You know what I'm saying? Did his thing when he was in. You know what I'm saying? He represented for the little people. You know. All right, people, look, we got one left, 1 minute left. Got to get out of here. Actually, I'm lying, because that was it. Oh, thank y'all for tuning in. That was as short as your song, goddammit.
God.
Thank you, man, my friend.
The world's longest song.
From around the world.
And I mean the world.
The world. That's what friends are for. Let's jam on out, people. Here we go.
Man,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Out.
You got to jam out with
it. Yeah. That's perfect if you needed a quick music to fill up some time.
Yeah. 20 seconds. All 20 seconds of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Heavenly Angel. Anybody else want to get beamed off? Or y'all hanging around for the last song of the day?
Yeah, I'm
hanging
around,
hanging out.
What the hell y'all just say?
I just want to say, have a great day, everybody, and see you tomorrow.
All right, bro.
That's real. And Houdave Morgan. Oh no. Houdave my dog. Yeah. Who they my dog, you know what I'm saying? All y'all, who my dog, you know what I'm saying? And then, arrivederci to you, El Poco Loco.
Thank you. Jij ook een fijne avond. En ik hoop dat morgen er wat meer mensen komen.
And Palmer's Fritz shower schnitzels to you.
And me, goddammit, me.
Me, there you go. We all know that one. That's universal. If you don't know no other language, me.
Me, goddammit.
Or Akbarstani. Akbarstani. I don't understand, goddammit. Know that one. All right, we're going to get out of here with some whoa. Ms. Janu, live, www.myspace.com. John New the Princess, or check out www.youtube.com, /John New 2011, or youtube.com/813battle, youtube.com/Ashwood. Just go to YouTube and check us out.
wine and dine me, I might undress.